And that's Keegan James from his All He Wants EP, Diamonds and Pearls, 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT Radio. Hi, Keegan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Wow, I love that EP.
Thank you so much.
That's really cool. Now I'm glad you came by because I've wanted to talk with you about this EP. And then you sent me something else and you tell me it's an all new era of Keegan James. So I'm like, okay, now hold on. So let's talk a moment quickly about, tell me about this EP.
So the EP, it was a few years in the making. It ended up being a little bit shorter. I realized after the fact that it could have been a total album because I had singles I released before. And my boyfriend was like, why didn't you include those on there? And I was like, oh, I just forgot. I forgot they existed. So it is the missing pieces of the story that encapsulates my last 3 years, the struggles that I was dealing with and the emotional processes of figuring out who I am again after losing someone important in your life. That sounds dramatic. It's not like somebody died. It was a breakup. It's not that serious. But
it feels serious.
It does feel serious. And it was that process of moving on from it and now stepping into the enjoyment of life and love and really allowing yourself to receive good things.
Yeah, which allowing yourself, that's an important thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And especially when you're at sort of that low depth of the relationship loss, you kind of forget that you should allow yourself.
Absolutely. I think perspective is the biggest hurdle that we deal with in life. And choosing to have a perspective that is forward focused and proactive is the best thing you can do for yourself to achieve your goals.
Hmm. Now, why did you call the EP All He Wants?
Wow, this is actually something I've never talked about before. The name All He Wants, it was a little interlude that I wrote. And when I sat down with all the songs together and figured out what the correlation was between all of the songs, I realized that in my mind, I had been trying to convince myself that I was the most important thing in somebody else's life without considering their individuality and what they wanted out of life, and felt like that I could control their life and the association that we had, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So the EP kind of encapsulates the belief that I am all he wants and how it encapsulates the idea of being all he wants and the other person being all I want and how those two truths collide and are different. Mm-hmm. So if you listen through the EP and then also consider the singles that didn't get put on there, if you really take the time to sit and listen to it and think about it from different perspectives, there are many different truths within the music. And I think that is the coolest thing about this collection of songs, is that there really is no right answer to it. It is just how you choose to make peace.
Yeah. It all makes sense. That's really very, quite deep, actually.
Yeah. It's hard to put into simple words.
Yeah. That's very cool. And the interesting thing is I actually had gone the other way. It's called All He Wants, and you were just saying that it was kind of like All He Wants. And I was thinking it was All He Wants, meaning he, Keegan James.
No, it's the belief that I thought I was all he wanted.
Yeah.
But that was more me trying to control what somebody wanted.
Sure.
Yeah, there's many different layers to
That's great stuff. Well, thanks for making it.
Thank you for listening. My whole life I didn't know how to go about putting together a collection of songs. I thought it was something that was so scary. And, you know, having ADHD, trying to have a cohesive story is almost felt like it would be impossible. But after I learned to trust that if I just kept creating, the story would kind of write itself. Whether or not it's the story I thought I would be writing, it is still my story.
Sure.
I'm really grateful to be able to do what I love and to release this music and play it for people.
That's great. We're in the studio with Keegan James. We're going to talk about a new song that's coming out on May 9th. You're going to be at Tulip Fest.
I am. I'm so excited to be performing. This is like such a big step in my career, and I'm very excited.
It's fantastic. But before we get to that, Indie Whims. You're part of the Indie Whims crew. Tell me about this Indie. What's going on?
I love Indie Whims. It is a monthly live music series that is focused around bringing together community. IndieWhims is a great place for introverted people to make new friends because it creates more natural opportunities for people to come together and share their interests. It is really cool to see how people have been showing up to IndieWhims by themselves and then coming back together. Mm. That is just something that's really special to see. And to find new artists and to create new opportunities in the area, it's really just a special thing that we get to do. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of it.
And let's let folks know where they can find information about that.
IndieWhims, you can find it on Instagram through Troop Productions. You can also find information for IndieWhims on my website if you go to the events page. That is KeeganJamesMusic.com.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, all right, let's start talking about this new thing you got coming. When you sent me the email, you said a whole new era for Keegan James. What did you mean by that? That seems pretty big.
It is. When I was writing this last EP, I became very aware that I was living in a state of grief, a state of bitterness. The music I was writing was really centered around the ways that I was getting frustrated in my relationships. And it felt like it was becoming a little unhealthy. I really started to ask myself, what am I providing to people who are listening to my music, who are consuming my art, whether it's online or just through their ears, and how are they reacting? And I'm finding that for some reason, I represent in people's mind a place of safety. I'm not going to say who told me this, but someone told me that they had a dream that I guided them to the side of the ocean and just told them everything was going to be okay. And I was like, that is so cute and so random. And then this morning I had my sister tell me that someone randomly down in the South was like, who came into her gym was like, oh, I saw your brother's TikTok and I was having a really hard day and just it came up on my feed and it changed my entire day. It just really lifted my spirits and I went on like a different person. And I was very taken back by that. It's something that I hear a lot and I don't really let it set in because it's hard. Like, I don't want to get a big head by being like, yes, I change everybody's life, because that would just be crazy. But it is something, a pattern that I'm noticing. So moving into this new era with this new song, I wanted to embrace the proactive positivity that I believe in, that perspective shift that I am very passionate about, and provide that to my listeners and my friends and family, because I think it's where we are lacking saturation right now. I think a lot of the media that we consume is very negative, and rightfully so. There is a lot of hard things to talk about, but there also need to be spaces where we feel safe. Mm. And I am happy to be the person who provides that.
To help people out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. So when you're, let's talk a little bit about writing a song, like particularly this song, Sea Level. What do you go through to write a song?
This song was really wild. I have some songs that I'll start out with and I get like a rough draft. And then after sometimes a year or more and revisions and like just kind of coming back to it when it feels right, it'll put itself together. But this song in particularly felt like magic. It was written in one night, very little revisions. It just happened. And I was kind of like surprised at myself that it felt like everything I threw at the wall stuck. And it felt kind of like I was creating a little world for myself to live in. Like I said, like a safe place to be in, where when I started writing it, I got this like visualization that came over me of really where I wanted to be when I wrote that song. And I'm really excited to share that world with people, because I think it's very warm, and I love warmth in music and in art.
And in the world, because it's cold out there.
Very cold.
All of a sudden, what's going on? Yeah. We're in the studio with Keegan James. New song called Sea Levels coming out May 9th, along with a video.
Yes, I'm so excited about this music video.
Now, how'd you make this video? Who helped you?
So me and a couple friends that you know, Shannon Taya and Hunter Frost, we took a little trip down to Florida. My parents live there. And while we were there, we wanted to do all these like We wanted to have a bunch of nature experiences. So I took them to as many of the natural freshwater springs I could think of. And I don't know if you know this, but Shannon Taya makes these gorgeous silicone and fabric mermaid tails. Like, she just learned how to do it. And when I tell you the first one was absolutely magnificent, the second one, it was even crazier. It's so, so beautiful. And it was time to test them out. So packed them in a checked bag, brought them with us, and we took them into the springs. We had GoPros and an assortment of other devices to record video with, and we just played around and had fun. And after coming home with all this footage, I was like, it was the perfect timing for us to have those experiences. And it's really special to have a music video that has my friends in it and such positive memories. It's like not only a music video, but like a home video for me.
Mm-hmm. And a little time capsule.
Yeah, a little time capsule. It's very comforting for me to watch, and I'm so excited to share it. It's very colorful, and it's very vibrant and warm. You know, I'm really, that's my word of the day right now, is warm, because it's so cold out. And it's just really, it feels very pleasant, and I'm very excited to share it.
Cool. Now, this is coming out May 9th, the song, the video, and also you at Tulip Fest.
At Tulip Fest, at Tulip Fest, Sea Level, the music video. It's going to be a big day.
Big day, big day. Well, have we covered everything, do you think, for this? Because I'd love to hear the song. I mean, this song is so cool.
I think we have. If there's anything else I need to share, you can always find me on Instagram.
We know where you are, exactly. Keegan James with me in the studio. Keegan, thank you so much, and thanks for continuing to make songs. Every time you put one out, I think, okay, how's he going to top the one I loved before? And you do it every time.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. So, I love what I do. I feel very grateful to have people like you in my life who support the community. And yes, thank you again for having me.
All right, should we push the button and hit Sea Level?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.